Hello.
Hey, Ms. Diane. Good morning. It's Jasmine with the Home Care Agency. How are you feeling today?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. I was just following up with you. I know you said to follow up with you today. Did you get a chance to speak to your son?
So nice of you. It's a friend of mine, by the way. It's not my son. It's a friend who's caring for his mother, who he took to the emergency room this morning. So we're just waiting to see what goes on from there, if they admit her or not. And they won't send social work in unless they admit her. So that's all I really know, you know, to get any kind of doctor's order for home health care to have it covered or whatever. So if they don't admit her, I don't know. We'll just see what happens. But
she doesn't need a doctor's note to get onto home care services.
To get what?
To get home care. She does not need a doctor's note at this point.
If he pays privately, no. But otherwise,
he has to go through
that process, right? Yes.
Yeah, if he goes through Medicaid, but they're not going to ask for that until the very end. They're going to start with her financials to even see if she's eligible for it.
Right. And that could take time before they could cover it to pay you to come out.
It could take less than 30 days. But if you wait until she goes in and out the hospital, where it's wasting time. Because
that whole time
she can be, they can be processing her, following up with the paperwork, sending it to the county, getting the approvals.
Understood.
Yeah.
Understood. So when I spoke to him, I had the impression all she needed was like personal hygiene, like a shower. But over the weekend or yesterday, I learned that as of Saturday, she wasn't like eating or drinking enough. And,
oh, yeah, she could dehydrate.
Right. So this morning he took her, and then all of a sudden they said she needs blood transfusion.
Oh, yeah, so something's going on with her. Yeah.
Right. So I don't know exactly where it stands right now.
Right. So what you're going to do, because
since
right
I made the call, mm-hmm. it's changed. You know what I mean?
Yep. So this is what's going to happen. Because her physical needs have changed, through the hospital, they can do all of this for her. One, they can prep her for the letter that she's going to need for home care services. So before she's released, you could make sure that her son gets that letter saying that she can use home care services. And then two, they can put in a request. So what you're going to do is you're going to call me as soon as you have a discharge date for her so we could get everything started at that point for her, okay?
So I said to him this morning, you've got to get social services in there so
yeah.
that you can
yep.
ask for that.
Yep, yep, yep. All the social worker. Give me one.
Right.
Miss Diane?
Yes, hi.
Hi, I'm sorry for the hold.
So they wouldn't send her one from social work unless they admit her. And so we're waiting to see what happens.
Got it. All right. Well, you got my information. Call me as soon as you know more so that we can put in the request on our end, okay?
I will. Assuming he will, yes.
Got it. All right. Well, you enjoy the rest of your day, and I hope good luck, okay, with her. I hope she gets out of the hospital good.
Well, the problem is that she won't go to a doctor for follow-up.
Of course not. I don't know why our seniors are so stubborn. They won't do it. And I've seen it happen constantly.
Right. So in this process, because I learned today that this happened last year, I guess in the fall. So if she doesn't go to a doctor, how do you ever get any note for
that's
what
right.
she needs?
Exactly.
And
how do you know her conditions? Yeah.
Right. And that's going to be needed for your process as well?
No. My process is getting her onto services. What we require is an active Medicaid. What Medicaid requires is her financials and a doctor's note. So I can't answer what they're going to need because I don't know what they're going to need from her. That's why I'm trying to submit the referral so you guys can get the information you need so you can start working on that and not wait, you know, until she comes out the hospital or the nursing home.
Right.
So that's why I'm trying to submit the referral so that her son can get all the information he needs to start that process.
Gotta wait and see what happens with today. Yep.
We really don't have
to
wait because the brother can call me and I can get her information and I can submit the referral on our behalf and get him online for that face-to-face that they're going to need.
Got it. It's
so
just he's tied up with her today, but I will let him know. Yes,
have him call me so that I can further him and his mom along onto services, okay?
Yep, thank you.
All right, Ms. Diane, and any questions, feel free to call me, okay?
I will. Thank you,
Jasmine. You're welcome, honey.
Bye-bye.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.